Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show. Good to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Judge of Magistrate Court, Fulton County, Cassandra Kirk presents the Know Your Options live radio town hall. We will have a lot of information to give to you and answering your questions about tenant landlord cases, protocol during COVID-19 and post COVID-19 as well. The magistrate court is open, operational, and active. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk. Chief Judge Kirk, good day. Welcome.
Thank you. And welcome. It's good to be here. Rashad, you know, during this season, I have to say thank you to the voters of Fulton County for putting their confidence in me to lead this court. And I have to say thank you, Dr. Ritchie, for allowing us, for allowing this court and our community partners to come on today to speak with your listeners. We appreciate your platform. I appreciate your platform and the reach that we will have. You know that our court mission is to inform, engage, and empower our community. And this town hall allows us to do that. So thank you.
Well, we thank you for being a true ally of people. And that's why you're such a popular, not only political figure in Fulton County and the state, but also a very, very well-respected judge. You connect with the community and come up with common sense solutions. And you are informative because you know 90% of this is about knowing what to do. You know that. People suffer for a lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So we have a lot of people today. We got a lot of folks scheduled in the lineup. If you could give some background as to what is happening right now with Magistrate Court, because some people believe that it is impossible to be evicted right now. Give us some nuance to that.
So, right, there has been a lot of information and misinformation. So the first thing I want to say to people is, number one, court is open. And so we are handling all case types, and that includes our landlord-tenant cases. And specifically, that includes execution on our writs. So the marshal's office is coming on later today, and she will be able to address how it is they are handling those writs. But I will tell you that the judges are reviewing each of those writs, not just for sufficiency, but to make sure that with the new CDC moratorium, with the previous CARES Act guidelines, that all of those things are in place. I don't want people to believe they cannot be evicted. Evictions can occur. The CDC moratorium stops non-payment evictions. So if you are a resident, so let me back up, if you are in a residential lease, so this does not talk to commercial leases, but if you are in a residential lease, and you are being evicted for non-payment of rent. You lost your job in March, April, May, and you have been unable to pay your rent. Understand that this is Georgia. There is no legislative exemption for I lost my job. My medical bills are too much. There is no exemption for that in the state of Georgia. So it looks like this in Georgia. You sign a contract. The contract says that rent is due on day X. If rent is not paid by day X, you are now looking at default. The state legislature is very clear that these are meant to be fast-moving cases, that there are very few exceptions in Georgia for these cases. Relief has come through the moratorium, the CDC moratorium, Relief also came through the CARES Act, but the CARES Act is over, so all of those exemptions, exclusions, that is over, and the CDC moratorium will expire on December 31st. So January 1, everything's back in play. All rents remain due, even for those people not paying rent now.
Let me highlight just a couple of variables for the CDC guideline. You have to still meet other requirements. For example, you have to expect to earn no more than $99,000 in annual income for the calendar year of 2020. If you are joint, $198,000 joint, and or you received an economic impact payment, which is your stimulus check. You are also unable to make rent payment, and you would, in fact, be made homeless because there's no other option for you. So these are all of the technical variables listed by the CDC. We got more on the other side. I'm with Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk, Magistrate Court, Fulton County. We're answering your questions. We're going to get to it on the other side of the break. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happening? Welcome back. This is Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk's Know Your Options Town Hall, live radio town hall. Chief Judge Kirk was recently highlighted in the media because she started bringing nonprofits into the courtroom to make sure people had the assistance they needed. I still have Chief Judge Kirk on the show. Judge Kirk, what is the website for Magistrate Court of Fulton County where people can connect and get more information?
Absolutely. Thank you. It is www.magistratefulton.org. MagistrateFulton.org. Thank you for asking. We have lots of resources we'd love to share on the website.
All right, good stuff. We have as our first guest, President and CEO of Urban League of Greater Atlanta, someone who really needs no introduction, our dear sister and leader, Nancy Flake Johnson, talking about emergency housing. How are you, Madam President?
Oh, thank you both, Judge Kirk, Rashad, my brother. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. I'm encouraged. I'm anxious. I'm hopeful for the future. But I do know that just so many of our families are struggling right now. So what you're doing this morning is incredible, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, I'm thankful that you're doing the work every day. If you could give some background to the emergency housing program, how people can qualify, and we'll go ahead and open it up. This is like rapid fire today because we have so many organizations. We will open it up. If you have a question, call now, 404-892-2703, and Ms. Johnson will break down what is available.
Okay, great. So Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms allocated 25% of the $88 million received by the city for federal CARES Act dollars to support City of Atlanta families with rental assistance. It's been expanded now. It includes mortgage assistance. They just made some adjustments to the program. The income limits have been increased, and people can get help with utilities. The maximum per household is $5,000 of support. So we want every single household that has fallen behind in your mortgage, rent, or utility payments to dial 211. That starts the process. The partner of the city is the United Way of Greater Atlanta and 24 nonprofit organizations, including the Urban League of Greater Atlanta.
That's remarkable. Do we know exactly what the income has been raised to? Because I know there was an income set and then they increased the income so that more people could qualify.
Yes, I understand that the upper limit is $80,000.
Okay.
But it also depends on the number of dependents or individuals in that household. So there's a chart. It really depends on individual circumstances, but the operators at 211 will verify that the person A lives within the city limits, and they will verify that they have a map that they benchmark against, and that the income limits based on number of people in the household are met. And from there, United Way distributes these requests for assistance across the 24 organizations. Now, we've also started going directly to apartment complexes and setting up there so that citizens don't have to leave their complex to get this assistance, but they can apply right from their phone.
Do they have to also produce documentation of their past due rent or perhaps an overdue utility bill?
They do. These are federal funds. Mm-hmm. And so we have to anticipate audits. So we do require documentation. So for those listening, if you can start to gather these documents immediately as you apply, the faster the claim can be processed. So first and foremost, you have to have a copy of your lease agreement. If you don't have a copy personally, your landlord should have a copy. There's also a landlord verification document that's required where the landlord verifies the amount of rent outstanding. If you are behind in a utility bill and you don't have your most recent bill, call your carrier or provider, and they will provide that for you. So it's not complicated. You also have to provide copy of your ID. But those are the core key documents. There is an intake form that you can fill out on your phone. So there is paperwork, but it's all documentation and information that everyone should have fairly accessible. And if you don't, we can help you figure it out.
You know, I want everyone listening, if you are in this situation, if you're close to being in this situation, make sure you call 211. Tell them the situation that you're in. You want to qualify for this emergency assistance. Listen, it may take you 30 minutes. It may take you an hour, okay, to get all the paperwork together, to find everything, fill it out, make sure you go through the process. But remember, this is your money. This is your money. This is not the government's money. The government doesn't make money.
Exactly.
This is your money, all right? Don't let them play you. Because you're saying you don't want anything from the government. That's like saying you don't want your own money. Okay? I would never say that in my life. I've worked hard for my money, and I give every single paycheck to the United States government just in case I get caught up in a bad situation, and to make sure that my fellow man, if they get caught up, a fellow woman, if they get caught up, they can have access to opportunities like this. Sister, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you for all you do. So thank you for this, Judge Kirk. Thank you for your spirit of collaboration and partnership. We're in this thing together. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you have it. I'm still with Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk of Magistrate Court of Fulton County. This is a live radio town hall. If you have a question about rent, if you're a landlord, you can call today. A lot of information available. We got more on the other side. The call-in number is 404-892-2703. And listen, if you're not in a position of need, okay, that's fine. Still stick and stay, because you are being empowered to help somebody who may not be listening to the show. All right? News and Talk 1380 WAOK. A lot of information today about tenant-landlord protocol. COVID-19 has created a lot of newness in the marketplace of rental properties. And this is not just for tenants. I got contacted a couple of days ago from a landlord who's a listener to this show. And she wanted to know what options are available, not to evict her tenant, but to help her tenant. And we are discussing those options today. We still have Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk of Magistrate Court of Fulton County. Chief Judge Kirk, thank you for remaining.
Thank you for allowing me.
Absolutely. Partnerships are very important to you and your courtroom. Why do you have such an affinity to partnership? What is it about your leadership that mandates you to partner with organizations to help people?
Courts cannot do what we do alone. And in the Magistrate Court of Fulton County, we take our obligation to the community a little differently. For me, it feels irresponsible to do the bare minimum for the people we say that we serve. And so in this way, we are always looking for community partners. We are always looking to figure out how we can best serve, not just in the judicial setting, but in a holistic setting, the community that we work in. And as you will see from today's town hall, we have the best community partners. People have stepped up and said, how can I help? And we welcome that collaboration because for me, it's really all about this community that we all live in.
We have two additional partners, and I'm going to try to get this right the first time. Okay. City of Atlanta Project. To talk about the City of Atlanta Project, I have Bethia Ratnasamy. Bethia, is that halfway correct? Did I say it right?
It's halfway correct, Dr. Ritchie. Good morning. This is Bethia Ratnasamy with City of Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms office.
Awesome.
Good to be with you this morning.
Thank you for being on the program today. We also have the Senior Vice President of Homelessness at United Way of Greater Atlanta, Proteep Biswas. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, you got my name right, too.
Awesome. Thank you both for being on the show. Okay, let me start here because we don't have a lot of time, but we want to make sure we give out a lot of information. So, Bethia, I will start with you. What is it that the City of Atlanta Project is offering, and how can people qualify?
Absolutely. So the City of Atlanta has received $88 million in coronavirus relief funds from the federal government. And thankfully, under our city council and our mayor's leadership, we were able to allocate $22 million of those funds to the COVID-19 Emergency Housing Assistance Program. And really, the goal of this program is to help people stay at home. We know more than ever that housing is really a public health issue, and we want to make sure people have safe and healthy shelter. I'm going to turn it over to Proteep to talk about all of the details of how to apply and who's eligible.
Okay. Proteep, go ahead.
The important message is that, you know, this moratorium, you might not be facing eviction, but if you are having difficulty paying your rent, this is the time to apply. The mayor and her team have done a wonderful job of setting aside these resources and partnering with United Way. So we are very grateful to be partners, and the money is there. So there's an application. Long and short, call 211. If you are behind on your rent, remember the moratorium is not rent forgiveness. It's just postponing the process. So apply. We've partnered with 24 nonprofits, all outstanding nonprofits in the City of Atlanta, and they are waiting to help. We need you, the regular folk in Atlanta, to apply. Call 211 and apply, and then we will go through your paperwork. Yes, there are formalities to be filled. These are federal funds, but our partners are all there to help you.
Do we have an idea of how much money is left available today?
There is a lot of money left available.
Okay.
Yes, so far we've been able to help 1,298 families, and that's equal to about $2.6 million. So there is still so much money left for you and your families.
Okay, so you all have roughly $19, $20 million left for the program.
Some of it goes toward, of course, supporting our kind service providers who are administering the program. But yes, there still is a nice amount of money left for our Atlanta families.
Awesome. All right. I want everyone. Go ahead. Go ahead, Proteep.
I think it's a bit like tax time, right? People know they need to apply, but when I get my taxes, I don't apply in February. I wait and wait and wait. This is not the time to wait. So please apply. If you're having difficulty paying your rent, if you're falling behind, don't wait till December. It'll get even worse. So apply now and take advantage of this generous $5,000 that can go towards your rent, utilities, mortgage, all of it.
Well said. Thank you both. I want to remind landlords as well, There are a lot of landlords who listen to this show. Make sure your tenants are aware of this program, all right? It helps everybody. And once again, it's your money. The government is not creating this money. It's money you paid into the government. Thank you both. I appreciate you for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Ritchie.
All right, there you have it. We got more on the other side. I'm with Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk. This is the Know Your Options Town Hall, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Good to be with you. This is the Know Your Options Town Hall brought to you by Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk, Magistrate Court of Fulton County. Chief Judge Kirk, thank you for remaining. If you could, give out the website for the Magistrate Court of Fulton County again.
Absolutely. MagistrateFulton.org. MagistrateFulton.org.
Okay. Our next guest, we have the managing attorney for Housing Court Assistance Center, run by the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation. Viraj Parmer is on the program. Viraj, good day. Thank you for being here. How are you?
Morning. Morning, Dr. Ritchie and Judge Kirk. Thank you for having me and for having this conversation.
Absolutely. Give some background as to what your organization does and what are some opportunities available for those who are in Atlanta or Fulton County.
Sure. So the Housing Court Assistance Center is a walk-in legal clinic located within the Fulton County Courthouse. And we provide advice to tenants who are facing eviction and other landlord-tenant matters. And so our primary goal is to empower and educate tenants so that they can tackle landlord-tenant issues with confidence and the tools that they need. And so if somebody needs help, they can visit us at the center in person. There's no need to schedule an appointment, and all of our services are free.
Man, that's amazing. What are the hours of operation, the days of operation, and the address again?
Yeah, absolutely. So our COVID hours are Monday through Wednesday, 9 to noon. And we're located within Fulton County Courthouse, specifically the Fulton County Magistrate Clerk's Office.
Okay. Now, someone who's seeking assistance, let's say there's a tenant dispute, right? A tenant believes they are being unfairly evicted or there's some level of harassment happening. Or there's something, and this is routine because we get this call all the time, something not working in the apartment and they're going to withhold rent. Are they able to come to you about stuff like that?
Yeah. So that would be, we exist to help tenants with those types of issues. So there doesn't necessarily have to be an active case, right? There doesn't need to be an eviction case that's been filed. We can work with the tenant to come up with solutions and ways that they can maybe resolve the issue with their landlord before a case is actually filed.
Okay, so someone would come to the office during those hours, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. They would come to you, sit down, have a consultation, and say, here's my dilemma, here's my problem. And from that point, one of your attorneys would create, I guess, a plan of action?
Yeah, that's right. So we sit down, we talk through the issues, and we provide them what's called limited legal advice. So we're their attorneys for that conversation, but we may not, tackle the whole case with them. The idea is that we give them enough information that they can go back to their landlord and hopefully come up with some type of resolution. But the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation does provide certain tenants as full representation. And so, sometimes if they need that, then they would need to go to avlf.org, and there's a get help button. So if they click that, then we may be able to assign them an attorney for full representation. But at the clinic itself, at the center itself, we provide limited advice. We basically just talk through the issues and give them the tools to figure things out.
All right. I'm going to give that website out again. It is A as in Apple, V as in Violet, L as in Law, F as in Foundation.org, AVLF.org for individuals who need more holistic legal representation. All of this is completely free, right?
Right. All of it's free. And if somebody wants to reach me, they can email hcac@avlf.org.
All right. Once again, give out that email address.
It's hcac@avlf.org.
There it is. Man, I appreciate all the work you all do, man. I hear about the great opportunity available and the people that you all help every day. So I'm very thankful for the organization, okay? And if there's anything you need on this side, man, I am a phone call away, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ritchie. And you mentioned earlier that you're in law school.
Yes.
We provide volunteer opportunities for folks in law school. So,
well, it looks like I'm coming to you all now. Since you recruited me on live radio, I got to say yes. I would love
though.
Great. I would love to. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Make sure you take advantage of that. Judge Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Is it difficult to navigate? Because I'm somewhat now familiar with Fulton County since I've been working with you. But when I would go to Fulton County, it felt like a maze to me, okay? And it still feels kind of like a maze to me, even though I go there a little more frequently. How can people access this location Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, easy? How can they do it easily?
So the easiest way is to come in off of the 185 Central side, come mm-hmm. in immediately. You will pass the marshals, the deputies that are manning the doors. Obviously, you'll have to get temperature screened and turn immediately to your right. Walk up that ramp. There is the magistrate court clerk's office. And in the back of that office, there is a sign for the public that says Housing Court Assistance Center. But the other thing I wanted to add is that anyone that has come to court knows that we've got our own jargon. We've got our own terms of art. We like to use specific language. And it's really simply there as a barrier. Navigation services like those offered by the ABLF, Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation, and specifically for our Housing Court Assistance Clinic, this gives people an opportunity to really understand what it is we're saying. I would argue that, obviously, the videos and pamphlets that are available on our website are helpful as well, but this gives you a chance to speak to a live person.
Yeah, good stuff. I didn't know it was so freely accessible, Judge. I thought you had to make an appointment, probably be placed on a waiting list. But literally, you can just walk. You could basically walk into a law office and get free legal advice Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So take advantage of that, even if you think something is about to happen, because sometimes people can see the writing on the wall. Get some legal advice before it goes down, okay? Get some legal advice. It's not...
Also, they've got a phone number. Yep, sorry.
Yep, yep, go ahead.
Their phone number and their email if you miss the hours.
All right, yep. And he gave the email. He didn't give a phone number. Do you have a phone number?
I do. 404-521-0790.
All right, once again, the number is 404-521-0790. That's 404-521-0790. If you need legal advice as it relates to your tenant situation, okay, take advantage of that. Great people over there, very smart people over there. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Ritchie Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man Radio, the Rashad Ritchie Morning Show. I have a new commentary coming out on V103 and WAOK about what to do if somebody at a voting precinct is telling you you can't vote for whatever reason. I'm going to have that coming to you very soon. Don't forget, today I am the MC, the moderator for Women in Politics, the Women of Distinction Brunch. We got a lot of people, Representative Erica Thomas, D. Clemens, Commissioner of Henry County, Representative Park Cannon. We have the Mayor of Forest Park, Mayor Butler, and also TV personality Char Bates and many more. I will be there today live in person. All CDC mandates will be followed. Tomorrow, make sure it's on your calendar. I'm doing my Dessert Thursday tomorrow at the Black-Owned Business Sammy Cheesecake. Make sure you meet me at 12 noon. Sammy Cheesecake, look it up, get the address, meet me there at 12 noon. The absolute best desserts, cakes, cheesecakes, whipped cream that's handmade. Everything is handmade. It is an amazing experience, and I promise you, you will not regret meeting me there tomorrow at 12 noon. Sammy Cheesecake, that's cheesecake with a Z, all right? I'll see you there tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, continuing our town hall, live radio town hall, brought to us by Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk, Magistrate Fulton County. Okay. When you're talking about something like this, you got to talk about the police. Now, they are pretty much the police as it relates to this. The marshals, the marshal office is on the program. I have someone looking at me crazy because I said they are the police. Fulton County Marshal Department, Marshal Maria McKee, doing a remarkable job, by the way. Marshal, how are you? Do we have the marshal on? Okay, we're having a technical issue somewhere. We're trying to figure it out. Now, do we have Judge Kirk still on?
I am here. I think I'm here.
Okay, you are. We can hear you loud and clear. So while we try to get Marshal McKee back on, if you could give some background to how the Marshal Service works in coordination with the Magistrate Court of Fulton County.
Absolutely. Tenant-landlord cases occur in three parts. First, you come in and you file. Then you take that matter. The filing goes to the adjudication stage, which is handled by the judges. And then we move to the action stage. It is at the action stages that the marshals are called into play. The action in these cases is eviction. And those are handled in Fulton County by the Marshals Department for those cases that come out of magistrate court. We work closely with Marshal McKee.
Okay.
We work closely with Marshal McKee and her staff to make sure that these evictions are proper.
All right. Remarkable. So we have the marshal on the show, Maria McKee, doing a great job. Marshal McKee, talk to us about evictions, because some people are getting evicted. Are people not getting evicted? What falls under your jurisdiction, and what are the COVID protections?
Yes. Good morning, and thank you for having me on, Dr. Ricci, and thank you, Chief Judge Kirk, for putting together this very informative town hall. So as you probably heard from Judge Kirk earlier, we, the Marshals Department, work very closely with the Magistrate Court, and especially now during these times. So we are doing evictions, but we only do those evictions that are not protected by the CDC's moratorium or the CARES Act. So the Chief Judge we have instituted a very thorough review process whereby all of the eviction writs that we either have on hand or that we get that come in, they actually go back to the judge, and she have a thorough review done to ensure that no changes have occurred since those eviction writs were issued. Once we get those back, then we do go out and we execute on those. And we also are executing commercial writs. So In short, that is what we do. We are the arm of the court that go out and carry out those necessary orders. We are the police.
So
oftentimes, oftentimes, you know, we're looked at as the bad guy, but we're actually carrying out the orders of the court, and we do our due diligence to ensure that we're good, that we're accurate, and that we have those writs that are eligible for eviction.
Judge Kirk, let me go to you for this question. With every system, there's always an attempt to manipulate it. So let's say a landlord knows their tenant, knows the tenant qualifies under the CDC guideline, right? But they still try to evict them. How can your court catch something like that and remedy it before a tenant is harmed?
Often the marshal that is on site will immediately crawl into the court and say, I need a judge to review this. I have someone that is telling me this is what they have done. Mm. And the tricky part during this time is that the CDC affidavit is not required to be filed. I'm sorry, it's not even an affidavit, but the CDC declaration is not required to be filed with the court. So unless the landlord tells us that it has been filed or the tenant shows up at the eviction with the marshal with the piece of paper, oftentimes we don't know, but we have a team of judges in place. Actually, we've got a team of 4 part-time judges in place to make sure that we are constantly available for the marshal to help with these reviews.
Let me ask you this question because something just went off in my mind. Let's say a marshal shows up, okay, to do an eviction because the landlord represented that the person does not qualify under the CDC guideline, so there's no mandate of protection. The eviction goes through, the order is in, marshal services, they show up. The person doesn't have the sheet of paper, but they print it right away and they make a declaration. What happens then?
So if I can answer that.
Yes, go ahead, Marshall.
So if we're presented with a declaration on site, my marshals will pull off. They'll either make a phone call back to a supervisor, and we'll try to get with the magistrate judge, and more than likely we're going to pull off of that eviction for the day. And so we'll get further clarification on whether or not it's legit, but we'll pull off.
Wow.
So we're presented with a declaration on site. That's kind of how we handle it.
And it takes a very human approach to do that, because if they present it to you at that moment, that is the document that prevails. Later you can get clarification. But in that moment, they are saying, I fall under the protection afforded to me by this executive moratorium, and you all are respecting that, at least in real time, for further clarification later. I appreciate that. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that. Marshall, is there anything that you think people should know about the Marshall Service that they may not know?
Well, yes, we are, said a little bit earlier, we are definitely law enforcement. We are the arm of the court. We carry out those orders. We do it in a very professional and dignified manner. If there's anything that anyone would like to know that we can help them with, we can certainly provide that information to them, and we do so on a daily basis. So we do get a lot of phone calls, and we do get a lot of people that come in that want to complain to us, where we have to direct them back to either the courts or to the clerk of courts. Mm. But we're here, we're a part of the community, and we certainly want to get information out, and we want people to know what their options are before it gets to us, because we're kind of, once we get that writ, we're like at the end of the line. So at that point, it's execution of a writ.
Great information today, Marshall. I appreciate you being on the town hall.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and thank you, Chief Judge Kirk, as well.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here, okay? If it goes down, you have a landlord who's trying to get you out of the property. You do fall under the CDC protection rules during COVID-19. Print out the form. If a marshal shows up, print it out, fill it out, show it to the marshal. Okay? And it gives you time to allow Chief Judge Kirk and her judges to figure things out beyond that. Okay? So make sure you keep that knowledge. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio.
umbrellas when I'm in the rain. I just mind my business.
What's happening? Welcome back. It's still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. This is the Know Your Options Town Hall, brought to you by Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk, Magistrate Court of Fulton County. We have a caller. Sharon has a question for Chief Judge Kirk. Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi. Yes, I have one for Judge Cassandra Kirk. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all just said ma'am. That this declarations that the landlords are receiving. What about the fact that in one of these statements it says that the tenant must make timely partial payments? Now, can the landlord prove they haven't been making payments before the monsters drive off and leave? Because this is this right here says only they're supposed to make timely payments, but they're not doing it. So how can...
Okay, so here's what I can tell you.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. So Ms. Sharon, thank you.
I can tell you what the
thank
CDC
you. Okay,
moratorium
bye-bye.
Requires. You are correct. Moratorium requires there are five things. It's not just the income. It's also that the tenant must attempt to make payments. They must make partial payments. And so because it is a five-part test, of course, the landlord can say, hey, this isn't happening. You all can ask for a hearing before the court, and a judge will make that decision individually. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, these are not affidavits. These are simply declarations. And so if, in fact, a landlord believes that the basis is incorrect, I would say to file, and we will have hearings.
Let me ask you this question. It doesn't say how much the partial payment should be, so that's one of the factors. Let's say someone is not making any money at all. They may have $100 in their savings account, and they make a partial payment of $5. I mean, when you look at percentage-wise, that's 5% of their entire income, okay? So they make a partial payment of $5. Does that count? Could that count?
Well, so let me tell you, the language specifically says that they will make partial payments using best effort to make partial payments as close to the full payment as the individual circumstances may permit.
Okay.
That may be the answer to the question.
Okay. All right. We have Mrs. Omalami, Elizabeth Omalami, the CEO of Hosea Helps, fine organization. Everybody is well aware of the great work they do. Mrs. O, thank you for being on the show.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Ritchie. Good morning to both you and Judge Kirk. Thank you both for doing this for our community.
Absolutely. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of what you all are offering during this COVID-19 pandemic.
So we want all your listeners to post this on social media, call and let everyone know, because our program is a little different. You can get up to $5,000 per family by calling us at 404-755-3353. We are doing this in both Fulton, Clayton, DeKalb, and other counties. So we do not have, all of the requirements that some of the other programs have. So that's one thing. The second thing is, of course, our feeding program at Hosea Helps. You can come and get enough food for your family. I know that many of the Atlanta Public Schools don't eat during the weekend. So you can come eat. And also, we will be having our drive-through Thanksgiving Christmas event at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to our website at number 4hosea.org and find out more information. You can have a full holiday meal. It'll be not like it usually has been for the last 50 years on Thanksgiving, but it will be a full feast in a box, and you can drive through and get that for your family. So our programs tend to be a little easier to access. And we really thank Judge Kirk for giving us access to the court, because, as I said, you can get up to $5,000 for your family. You don't have to make these timely payments. You can go ahead and get yourself caught up and go ahead and fix the holidays with ease.
Remarkable. Give the address. If there's someone today and they want to pick up some food, okay, is there someone they can go? Yeah. Okay, what's the address?
4779 Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y Drive, Southwest Atlanta. That's right off Fulton Industrial, and they can get food there any Tuesday through Saturday. And also, you can call 404-755-3353, and you know that number is busy all the time. Just press zero and keep pressing in to get the $5,000 for your rent and utilities or mortgage. Mortgage has been added to our program.
Good.
As well as rent.
Good. The hours of operation for people who would like to just come pick up food, what are the hours?
Yes, for any between 10 and 6.
Okay.
And also between 10 a.m. and 6. And the good thing about this is those people out there that may want to do food drives, we're encouraging them to do that, or if they want to do food distribution events, we're partnering with city council people and other community leaders to give them the food to do these community distribution events all throughout the five county area.
So, remarkable. This is great stuff. Okay.
Okay. So we just thank you all both, because it's hard to get the marketing done for nonprofits.
Yeah.
With this $5,000 per family available, you know, we still have a marketing challenge. So if people who are listening would help us by posting this and by, you know, getting the information out there. I know there are people that need help that don't know about all these wonderful programs.
I'm so appreciative, Mrs. O, of the work that you do, your husband, and your staff. Thankful, all right? And we're going to give out that information. We'll put it back out online as well. Thank you, Mrs. O.
Thank you all. Have a great week.
You too. Once again, that phone number is 404-755-3353, 404-755-3353. If you need to pick up food, you can go there between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. I think it's Tuesday through Saturday, 4779 Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y Drive, Southwest Atlanta. And remember that number, 404-755-3353, has relaxed standards to help you qualify for that $5,000. You can, many of us can just get completely caught up, all right, on whatever back rent is owed. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show.
She wanna woo. She wanna with the woo.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Good to be with you. A lot on the agenda today. A whole lot of information. Hope you all are writing this down and taking advantage of the opportunities. Remember, it's not the government's money. They don't make money. You do. And then you hand the money over to them so that they can do the right thing with the money when a crisis comes, okay? It's real simple. This is the Know Your Options Town Hall, Radio Live Town Hall, brought to us by Chief Judge Cassandra Kirk, Magistrate Court of Fulton County. Chief Judge Kirk, thank you for remaining. We have another question. Ms. Johnson, Southwest Atlanta, has a question for Judge Kirk. Ms. Johnson, okay. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry, I may be repeating something, but I just turned into it. Can you tell me, if a person doesn't meet all those qualifications on the declaration, what could possibly be the time that something can be eviction can be carried out?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the information.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Great question. Judge Kirk, if they don't meet the qualifications for the CDC protection mandate, What could happen?
So if they do not meet the qualifications, the court process will move as it is set in statute. And so I would direct anyone that has questions about what that process is and what that looks like to go to our website, magistratefulton.org, go directly to our landlord-tenant pamphlet section. You will see a video that will walk you through it, but then you will also see a pamphlet that will describe the landlord-tenant process in the Magistrate Court of Fulton County.
Let me ask you this. When does the moratorium from the CDC end?
The CDC moratorium began September 4th, 2020, and it will end, absent any sort of other extension, on December 31, 2020, which means that on January 1, everything will be back in place.
Okay, without an extension in place. Okay. We also have our next guest, Pastor Eric Thomas from the Metro Atlanta Ministerial Alliance. They have a rental and utility assistance program and a food program. Pastor Thomas, brother, always good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Dr. Richard, and I hope it's good to hear your voice as well. And I just want to commend you and Chief Judge Kirk for putting this town hall meeting together. This information, I've been on listening this morning. This information is, I'm sure, invaluable and helpful for a lot of people. So it's great to be on here this morning with you.
Thank you, Pastor Thomas. Give the background as to who can qualify for what you all are offering and what is being offered to the citizen.
Okay, similar to Ms. Olamami, we are assisting people up to $5,000 in rental assistance for past due rent, mortgage payments, and utilities. As well, we are the main parameters are you have to live in the city of Atlanta. That's the first part. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you have to be able to show ID, and then which is relatively simple. And the third is to the individuals have to demonstrate they have some level of income, whatever it was. It could be you could be work for a company, or you could have been an independent contractor. You could work for yourself and just demonstrate that you had some previous income. Not a tax form as much. You can have a tax form, but other means to demonstrate you had income prior to, I think it's March 20th.
Okay.
And then those are the main parameters. Those are the main parameters. So if you can demonstrate those things, we'll be able to help. One thing we have with the Alliance, the Metropolitan Atlanta Ministerial Alliance, is we'll have a couple of different locations. One of the locations will be at 1558 Venetian Drive, which is St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church. And we'll have client navigation specialists, many individuals who will assist either on the phone or in person, kind of navigating the application process. Sometimes we found that the application process can be somewhat daunting, and sometimes it's just getting the paperwork together so they can be a successful application. So
yep.
We'll be providing assistance with that as well.
Remarkable. You also have a food program. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the Alliance is made up of a number of about 10 to 15 churches in Atlanta, and so we at the location in which we have the rental assistance program on the days Monday and Thursday and Saturday, the days will be in person at the site. We also have a food program, so you can come and get as much as you need. We don't really put a cap on anything. We just do provide bags of food. You can pick it out yourself. Well, you can say what you want. You can say, I want meat and vegetables or food. You can say those that right there. We used to have it where you could walk through, but since COVID, we've had to kind of social distance it. As well, one of the other partner churches, the First Baptist Church Stewardship, which is in Southeast Atlanta, is also having a food giveaway this Saturday at
2 o'clock.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. And First Baptist Church Stewardship is located at 330 Susan Griffin Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia 30354. So we invite and encourage everyone to come there as well. But every Monday, Thursday at the St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church, there is a food program.
Beautiful. How can people get in touch with the Ministerial Alliance, Atlanta Ministerial Alliance?
All right. Our number, let me give you a number and our email address. Our number is 404-758-5160. That's 404-758-5160. I say zero. All right. And then we can be reached via email at COVID, COVIDASSISTATL. So that's COVID Assist, ATL, @gmail.com. And so we've begun. And please, if you send the email, just give us just a little time, not 36 hours, just a few hours to respond. We kind of been swamped, but we are actually amping up our staff beginning today and tomorrow, so we'll be able to accommodate individuals who call.
Good stuff, man.
Or email.
Listen, I'm thankful for you. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate you being part of the solution.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. Y'all take care.
All right, you too. We got more on the other side. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
That's my kind of... She be saying some like when you gon' fly me...
I've been blind for a while now. I just got the key, they let me in, no ID. Doors opening up for me and now I see. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind. Hey! Every single
damn day. Okay, final stretch, last segment. It has been real and informative. Chief Cassandra Kirk's Know Your Options Town Hall, live radio edition. Chief Judge Kirk, thank you again for coordinating this, having the idea, making sure your partners were involved. Judge Kirk, if you could, before we go to our final guest, can you give out the website again for Magistrate Court of Fulton County?
Fulton.org, MagistrateCourtofFulton.org. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Ritchie, and to your listening audience for giving us this opportunity to share the information. I do have something I'd like to end with, but I will step out of the way and let you move forward.
Okay, and you can definitely end how you want to end. We'll come right back to you after this guest. Let me say a big thank you to Alyssa, my producer, who did a Herculean job making sure that all of the guests were scheduled. There's a lot of technology involved because of our live remote reality during COVID-19. So thank you so much to one of the absolute best producers in the game, to Alyssa. I appreciate you. Okay, executive director of Star C, a nonprofit that provides eviction relief. We have the ED on the show, Audra Reese. Audra Reese, good
Audria.
Day. Audria, sorry about that. Ms. Reese, yeah. Good day. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Tell the listeners your organization's background and briefly highlight how they can access the benefit you're offering.
StarC is a nonprofit that focuses currently on the Atlanta region, and our overall goal is to improve education using affordable housing. And our intention there is to reduce transiency in affordable apartment communities. And by affordable, I don't mean subsidized. I just mean affordable based on their market rates and a general HUD standard.
Okay.
But our idea is that if we can keep families stabilized in their apartment communities, then the children will stay in their same schools instead of moving from apartment to apartment looking for rent specials or because they got evicted. And when a child moves from school to school, their academic progress is really greatly stunted and the schools overall do poorly. So if we can stop that movement and keep the kids in their schools by keeping them in their homes, the children do better academically and the overall schools do better.
You know,
so that's our overall thesis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've had Courtney English
on
the show to talk about some of this and do a little fundraising as well.
Yes.
But you all have done a remarkable job getting money in the coffers to help people.
Yes. So it's really been an amazing year. In April, we launched an eviction relief fund, which we've added to our traditional suite of programs, an on-site after-school program, summer camps, and things of that nature. And we started out with a $50,000 GoFundMe for eviction relief, but to date we've raised, we're closing in on $4 million at this point.
Wow.
The bulk of that money, yes, we were very, very surprised. The bulk of that money has come from CARES Act funding, and the bulk of that came from Cobb County, actually. They gave us an initial allocation in May of $1.5 million, and we spent all that at this point, and they just approved last night to fund us another $850,000 for rent relief at apartment communities in Cobb County. And we've gotten funds from other municipalities as well, $150,000 from DeKalb County, $525,000 from the City of Atlanta, and then just some general funds that we've raised as well. So it's really been an amazing response to municipalities and the communities dedicating dollars to help people stay in their homes. And obviously, as I said, that's what we're trying to do.
We only have about
all the support.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead quickly.
Oh, yeah, quickly. I'll say at this point, we've paid out $1.6 million, and we're continuing to give out assistance. We've run out of general funds, which means right now we can only help in localities that have actually given us money. So we need people to donate to help us give everywhere else. We cover a 14-county area, and that's what we're fundraising for. People can find out more by visiting our website at star-c.org.
Okay, they can go to the website. Is there a number people can call?
Yes, they can dial 404-698-3781 and get more information about our program.
Awesome. You all are doing such a beautiful job. Let me say this, Madam E.D., you all are lucky to have a Courtney English. I just want to put in a good word for the brother. Not that he needs it, but he is working.
Did he pay you to say that?
No, he did not, but he will get an invoice, okay? Thank you so much for what you do, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Chief Judge Kirk, you basically co-hosted with me for 2 hours.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You said you had something in closing. What do you want to say?
I did. I wanted to let people know, and I apologize for cutting you off, that we are in unprecedented times, not just the people, but the courts. I can tell you that Fulton County traditionally handles 45,000 tenant-landlord cases. This is the first year. This pandemic has created open doors, open hearts, and this is the first year that we have had people provide rental assistance for our tenants. And I know the landlords are thinking, hey, you're just talking to the tenants. But each time a tenant is able to provide rent, that gets the landlord a little relief.
That's
I want
right.
to let people know that the Magistrate Court of Fulton County will continue to inform, empower, and engage our community. And I just need to say thank you, Dr. Ritchie. Thank you, Alyssa. And thank you, WAOK, for allowing us this platform today. The information is invaluable, and I hope people take advantage of it. Thank you again.
Thank you, Chief Judge Kirk. And News and Talk 1380 WAOK, all of our partners. This has been Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, the realest man on radio. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.